This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. We now continue with our monthly series of original nature commentaries, both written and narrated by ornithologist Dr. Mike Baltz. This month, the story behind our national symbol.
The Great Seal of the United States was approved in 1782 with a bald eagle as its centerpiece. Big, striking, and fearsome-looking, the bald eagle was a logical choice to represent our fledgling country. And we are lucky in southern Illinois to have these awe-inspiring birds here year-round. But not long ago, it was touch-and-go for America's national bird. It's estimated that when the Declaration of Independence was signed, there were as many as 500,000 bald eagles in North America. But by the early 1960s, that number had dropped to less than 1,000 birds in the lower 48 states. That staggering loss was due largely to population declines after World War II, when the use of the pesticide DDT became widespread. Although it didn't kill them directly, DDT bioconcentrated in birds of prey and caused eggshell thinning. Thus, heavily contaminated bald eagles were not raising young because their thin-shelled eggs would crack during the incubation period. Clearly at risk of losing our national symbol, fast action was necessary. The use of DDT and related pesticides was banned in 1972, and after years of eagle-specific legal protection, the bald eagle was listed as an endangered species in 1978 and received protection under the Endangered Species Act. Putting bald eagles on the endangered species list accelerated recovery efforts that included captive breeding programs, reintroduction efforts, stricter law enforcement, and nest protection. In Illinois, fundraising, habitat conservation, and monitoring efforts were undertaken by the Illinois Audubon Society and the Department of Natural Resources. And in an effort that many of us probably contributed to, in the bicentennial year of 1976, the Illinois Audubon Society spearheaded a statewide program that asked all schoolchildren to donate 10 cents to be used to create an eagle sanctuary. The program raised $53,000, which was used to purchase two eagle roost areas along the Mississippi River. The first bald eagle nest to fledge young again in Illinois might have been a nest at Horseshoe Lake in southern Illinois in 1978. Today, just 40 years later, there are at least 300 active bald eagle nests in the state and possibly as many as 500 breeding pairs. And Illinois now has more bald eagles wintering here than any state outside of Alaska. The bald eagle's recovery is a spectacular conservation success story. From an all-time low of barely 400 breeding pairs, there were close to 10,000 pairs in 2007 when the bald eagle was removed from the endangered species list. The bald eagle's plight and recovery is also an example that things often need to get worse before they get better in this country, but ultimately proof that we can accomplish great things when we all pull together. In a similar way, we have precious little time to act if we hope to avoid the worst impacts of climate change. The proposed Green New Deal, like the Endangered Species Act, offers a plan for recovery and can be an impetus for dramatic changes. The stakes couldn't be higher, but I am hopeful that we can again, like we did for the bald eagle, pull together as a country, and that we will be able to look back at this year as the beginning of another spectacular conservation success story.
The comments of ornithologist Dr. Mike Baltz, the former director of the Southern Illinois Nature Conservancy. To hear this again, just visit our website. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.